Welcome to the Greater Church Podcast. We are praying that wherever you find yourself on the journey, that this message will be an encouragement and blessing to you. And now, here's today's message.
Hey guys, if you're taking notes, I want you to open up to Romans chapter 12. We're going to read verse 4 through 10. Romans chapter 12, verse 4 through 10. And so it reads, "For just as each of us have one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body. And each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. Yeah. If it is in giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." Yeah. Hey, as we were preparing for this message, I feel like God gave us like some context, like a title for this message. And if you're taking notes, we'd like to title this DIY, DIY. Hey, can you join us in prayer as we just ask that God would lead this moment today? God, Lord, we come before you today and we ask that you would have your will and your way. And God, we aren't confident in our abilities, but confident in who you are. Father God, trusting in you, Lord, that you would lead this conversation, that you would lead this message, that you would lead this dialogue, Father God. Lord, that everyone who is watching, who is tuning in, Father God, Lord, that they would be blessed, that they would be encouraged, that they would be challenged today, Father God. And Lord, that they would never be the same again. Lord, we come before you today asking that you would do a work in us. Yes. We love you. We honor you. And we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Woo, DIY, huh? Right? I feel like that's our season right now, DIY. Yes. Like, there are so many projects going on around the house. Girl, you got me working. Like, look at these hands. They're calloused. Like, I got Hebrew hands. Girl, I've been working. I'm a carpenter right now. There's so much that's going on around the house.
Money do list.
Crazy. But you know what's funny? Because, like, as I'm, like, scrolling through my timeline, if I get on Instagram or Facebook, like, I see everybody, like, around their house doing all kind of projects. They're redoing their backyard. They're, like, fixing this over here or they're doing that over there. You go to Home Depot and, like, all the plants are gone. People are, like, they're, like, landscapers. Like, it's, like, everybody's, like, working on projects. Yeah. They're doing stuff. They're figuring stuff out. And, like, that's our season right now. In fact, I mean, I knew it got real because on Father's Day, right, you had the boys come in and, like, present me a gift. And I was super excited.
The best gift.
I love the gift.
Amazing.
I love that gift, right? So the boys come in and there's this big old box and I'm super excited. I'm like, oh, it's Father's Day. I'm about to get rewarded. And this big box comes and I can't wait to open it. And I open up this box. I'm like, oh, Jesus, you don't gave me power tools? Oh, snap. I was like,
it was Mother's Day too.
I got power tools for Father's Day. That's how you know she about to put me to work, right? So I knew I was in for trouble then. And so like since then, we've been creating projects and building stuff. And so we got a dresser the other day and you're like very gung-ho. Right? Like you just like, you see it, let's get it. And we're going to figure it out. Right. Yeah. You don't look up no instructions. You don't look up.
Buy it. We get home and that's it. It needs to be ready. We need to figure it out.
So we got this dresser and you just think you slap paint on it.
Yes.
But that's not how it works.
You just paint it and that's it. You let it dry and then you bring it inside the house and bing, bong, boom, it's ready.
Bing, bong, boom. But me, I like the details, right? So I'm like, wait, there got to be more to this. So I look up the information. I'm like, oh, you got to buy the right brush. You have to buy the right sandpaper. You got to paint it. Then you sand it down, maybe paint it again, touch up some areas. Because I don't like the brush strokes, right? I like I don't like seeing those imperfections. I like it nice and smooth. And then you got to seal it. There's a lot of work that goes into it. It's not just buying that thing and slapping paint on it, right? It took us to like research and figure out like, oh, there's some more to this project than what she said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But who did the work? But anyway, I digress. So... But it's funny because we're in that phase, right? We're doing DIY projects. But yeah. it got us thinking, and like as we're preparing for this message, what's interesting is that like that's our generation. That's like who we are. We have access to information for any problem that could ever occur, right? It's like if you're sick, you go on Google and you self-diagnose yourself, which is the worst. Do not do that. Because a bump on your leg, you think your leg is going to fall off, right? It's horrible, right? So, but anything that happens, like whatever you search, you go on a search engine, you type it in, and the information comes up. There's a video on it. There's steps on it. There's like, you know what I'm saying? There's a different ideas on how to accomplish it. Whatever the problem is, whatever the situation is, you can Google it. You can look it up, YouTube it, and you can find out how to figure it out. But I feel like the danger in that, if you don't carefully monitor it, if left unchecked, if left to its own devices, if that's our approach to life, you can slowly find yourself being pulled away from people, right? You can slowly find yourself being pulled away from community. You can find yourself in a very lonely place. Yeah. And it's dangerous because have you ever been like left to your own thoughts? Like your own ideas, and no one's there to help filter like information. Like it's a dangerous place. Like isolation is a very scary place because your brain starts going places and starts going a million miles an hour. And before you know it, what you read or what you were researching or what you were looking up turns into a very toxic like environment. And you are now in a state of depression and you're scared and you're alone and you have nothing to help you get out of this rut. You know, in fact, I was thinking about that quote. I came across a quote while we're standing for this message and said, consuming information in isolation rarely leads to transformation.
That's good.
Right. And I think, you know, as we are living our lives and as we are going on this journey in life, like it's very important that we check what we are doing, how we are spending our time, and making sure that we're not like trying to figure out life on our own.
Yeah.
Because it's in those moments where we can be in a very dangerous place, right? You know, I was thinking like, you know, the one of the things that we read, you know, we can't allow our consumption of information to outpace our connection with others. Right. And I think our main goal, especially in this season, like with all that is going on, with all that is happening, our main goal is to make sure that we're connecting with people,
that's good.
That we're doing life with people.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's easier said than done. Right. Because we're like we're isolated. There's only so much you can go out and about and do. But I think it's important that we look for opportunities and ways to connect with others.
Yeah, you're so right. You know, following Jesus is a journey of surrendering every day. It's surrendering it to God. And if you would open up to Matthew 11, chapter 11, verse 28, I'm going to read verse 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Mm. And as I read that scripture, I was reminded of our surrounding right now, what's going on with COVID. What's going on with schools reopening and the delay of when we are supposed to start, reminded of parents working from home, reminded of still trying to sustain a household, a loving household in the midst of all this chaos. Yeah. And as I'm thinking of all that, immediately there was such heaviness with everything going on, with the worry of people getting sick, with the worry of your job. There was immediately such a heaviness and such anxiety because it's nothing that we can figure out in ourselves. We're just in a place where we can't even figure out or come up with a plan, really, because things are changing day by day.
Right.
And as I was reading this, I have been working from home. The boys have been home. Trying to do homeschool was a whole new challenge.
God bless you.
And getting the news that school wasn't going to start face-to-face, that scared me. Immediately, I just jumped into this mom mode. Mom watching, you know exactly how that is. You just jump into this mode where you just have to figure it out yourself. All right, here's my plan. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to look up this. I'm going to follow this schedule.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it how I feel like is right. I'm going to do it how I want to do it. Because this has to work. And immediately there was such anxiety to the moment where I told Jason, I'm gonna jump and go to the store real quick to get something I need to set up a space for the kids to do school. And in that moment, like I'm talking to you and I just had to correct myself.
Mm-hmm.
because Jesus didn't call me to consume it all. In our surrendering, our burden gets light.
Yeah, that's good.
And I had to stop, really, and just control my thoughts. I had to stop and say, God, you know what's going on, and you know what's best for me, for my family, right now in this situation, for your family, for what you're going through. God, you know what is best. You have the best plan laid out for us.
Yeah.
And immediately, I had to stop and give it to God.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, to follow Jesus is to admit that we don't have it all together. Allison doesn't have it all together. Jason doesn't have it all together. But that there is one who holds everything together, including us.
That's good.
And I'm telling you, following Jesus isn't about what we can do. It's all about what he did. It's all laid out already. God has a plan. He has a purpose for you, no matter what situation you're in, no matter what anxiety you're facing, what challenge you're facing in your family right now. He has a plan for you.
That's so great. I love that. Yeah. Following Jesus is not about what we can do. It's about what he did. Man, I think we all find ourselves in that boat. I think, you know, it's like almost like in our nature, like, I need to solve this right now. I need to figure this out right now. And even like humans, like we have this, like, there's this fear of sharing with others. There's this fear of like opening up to others. There's this fear of allowing others to help us with what's ever going on. And sometimes we even apply that approach to God. Like, oh, I need to figure this out before I come to God. You know,
you think you're the only one going through it.
Exactly. And that's not who God called us to be. He didn't ask us to be superheroes. He didn't ask us to figure it all out. He didn't ask us to have it all together. No, in fact, he said, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me in your weakness. Come to me in your failure. Come to me in your guilt. Come to me in your shame, and I will work it out for you.
Yeah.
And man, I think that's the word today. And I think that's even more important that we understand that, like, we need to bring people on this journey with us. You know, in fact, I'm reminded because Jesus says, you know what I'm saying, like, we find Jesus, and he has 12 disciples with him. Right? And so here it is, the Savior of the world, the God that we serve, that we have given our lives to.
Yeah.
And he has brought 12 people on the journey with him. Man, it got me thinking, like, if Jesus found it necessary to bring people on the journey with him, if Jesus found it necessary to have community, if Jesus found it necessary to invest himself in 12, how much more should Jason Hodges, make sure that I'm on the journey with people, that I'm not doing life alone, that there are people walking it with me, that I'm investing myself into people, and that are people investing into me. Like, this is about community. You know what I mean? And it, you know, I love it because, like, it's almost to the point that if we think that fixing problems on our own is going to work, that's not how it works. You know, when we read Romans chapter 12, verse 4 through 10, it talks about this body, and the body doesn't function, you know, by one single part. No, it's many parts that come together that allow the body to function how it should, right? And if we're ever going to see what God has for us, if we're ever going to see what God has designed for us, the plans that God has for us, the doors that he's gonna open, it takes us being with people. It takes us doing life with people. It takes us opening up to people. That's what this really takes. And so if we're gonna see the body of Christ work, it actually means that we can't fix everything on our own. Because if we try to fix everything on our own, we are stopping the church from being the body of Christ.
That's right? It's so right, and it's so powerful when people gather together. You know, most recently, Jason and I faced a very scary, tough moment in our family. My mom got very ill from one day to the next. Nobody could explain truly what was going on with her, but she was really ill.
Yeah.
And getting that phone call from my dad scared everything out of me. I remember getting that call and him explaining to me, all right, Allison, this is what's going on. We have to rush her to the hospital, but I won't be able to go with her. She has to go, and eventually we'll hear from somebody and hope that it's good news, hope that she's gonna get better. But this is the situation right now, and instantly when we got that phone call, everything stopped.
Yep.
There was such a heaviness around me, and it was scary.
Yes, it was.
I mean, there was nothing I could Google to try to solve this situation. There was no video I could watch to try to come up with a solution. Mm-hmm. There was nothing I could do with my hands to solve this. So for me, it was scary. I didn't know what to do. All I could do was sit at home, wait by my phone, and just pray to God that she was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And I remember we started instantly when that worry came over mm-hmm. us, when we broke down crying, we instantly started declaring the name of Jesus. We yeah. instantly started praying over her, yep. over my family, that she would get healed, that she would get better,
yeah.
that she would be in good hands at the hospital.
Yep.
And I remember right after we prayed, I text Pastor Chino and I said, hey, this is what's going on. And instantly his response was, Allison, I'm praying. And from there, he went and texted a few people to intercede on our behalf. And can I tell you that it was the most scariest moment that we've ever faced? But there was such peace in that moment,
yeah.
knowing that we have friends, knowing that we have family that are interceding on our behalf,
yeah.
that are praying when we can't come up with the words to say, that are strong for us when we are weak.
That's good.
That yeah. are holding it together for yeah. us when we can't. And it was such a relief knowing that we have family, that we have friends, that we have community that are interceding on our behalf, that we're not alone in this trying to figure out what to do or how right. to do it or mm-hmm. how to feel.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, like, it's all God.
It is.
The most amazing thing, she's actually home. She's doing great. She's healed, and literally an hour before we got here, I got a text from my mom saying that she got the all clear from the doctor. Ooh. And that, yeah. if that isn't Let's God, go. I don't know what yeah. is. That was just a true testament of how amazing God is and how amazing it is when you bring people around you
yep.
that are going to lift you up, that are going to pray with you,
yeah.
that are going to do life with you. That was just so beautiful. And I know you're watching right now, Mommy. I love you. Mommy, Papi, and my family, I'm so happy you guys are doing well. I love you so much, and God is so good, and he's not done yet. You guys are a true testimony of, yeah. of how great he is.
We love you guys. Yeah, it's so true. I mean, what is, I think, Matthew chapter yeah. 18, 19 through 20, what does that scripture say? I think we're reminded
so
about that
So when the
scripture.
Situation happened, it was so beautiful because I'm writing the scripture. It says truly in Matthew 18, 19 through 20, it says, truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Yeah.
Again, truly, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name,
yeah.
there I am with them. And that is Ooh. Truly, yeah. it's so beautiful. It's so true.
Yeah, that's God's word. That's like verbatim what he said. Like, it doesn't deviate from that. Like that, yeah. like that scripture right there says that when we are gathered together, like things will happen, yeah. that things will be set in motion. That's God's promise that when we join together as a community, when we join together as believers, that when we say, hey, I'm not gonna deal with yeah. this sickness of my mom on my own, I'm gonna reach out to my family and we're gonna dive together in prayer and we're yeah. gonna believe that God is gonna do something special, that he's gonna do a miracle, yeah. that he's gonna show up and show out. And that right. doesn't happen on a journey alone by ourselves. No, that happens in the power of community, where two or more are gathered together. There he is in the midst, that whatever we ask, it shall be done. Like, that's God's word. That's his promise. And it got me thinking, like, man, so we're talking about, you know, being isolated from all this information that we're intaking. And it's super easy to get lost in all that information, especially when we're not doing it with people and we're not coming to God and we're not surrendering. Got me thinking, like, man, what if we flipped it? What if we, instead of us running to like our sources of information, you know, whether it's like YouTube or it's like, yeah. you know, even podcasts, like even sometimes I find myself, I'm like, if I'm going through something, like whether it's like I'm battling with depression or I'm trying to figure out like why this is happening in my life, I just type it in a podcast, you know, and I'm like, I type it in and there it is. I got a 7-week series on how to battle depression, you know? And sometimes, you know, I don't know if I've told you this before, but sometimes like I'll like be looking for a message on what I'm going through. Yeah. I just feel like God is telling me like, hey, be quiet. Just yeah. come to me. There's not a message you need to look up right now. You just need to come to me. And it got me thinking, you know, we run to like these sources of information. Like we run to like these different avenues to find out a solution to our problem. What if we took that approach to God's word?
Right.
What if we took that approach to God? What if we said, man, I'm battling this right now, and instead of trying to find out how, what are the seven steps I need to do, or what's the video I need to watch, or what are they saying about this situation, or what are they saying how to overcome this? What if I just went to his word?
Right.
What if I just ran to him in prayer? What if I just ran to him in worship? Can I tell you, I think that's our solution today. That's how we overcome these moments of isolation. That's how we battle this massive amount of information that we're intaking, that we just wouldn't sit there and try to filter it on our own, but know that we would run to the hands and the feet of Jesus, and that we would come before his throne and we say, God, I absolutely need you. And I'm going to allow you to be my source of information. I'm going to allow you to be the answer for my problem. I'm going to, when these situations arise and when the circumstances come and when the waves crash, I'm not going to sit here and try to build a boat on my own. No, but I'm going to come to you, God, and I'm going to ask you to quiet the storm. Right? And I think that's the moment today. That's the moment where we need to find ourselves, that we need to know that, especially in this day and age where it's easy to find ourselves isolated, this day and age where it's easy to be overcome by all the news and all the things that are changing minute by minute. It's easy to be overwhelmed by that. And then especially in these moments, that we wouldn't succumb to it, that we wouldn't fall back to our crutch of trying to figure it out on our own, but know that we would run to Jesus, that we would come before his throne, that we would seek him, that we would read his word, and that we would find community, that we would open up ourselves to others. Man, you know, if you're watching today, there are some things that you can do here at Greater Church that will open you up to community. You know, you can go on greater.church and you can find out more information. We have group calls that are happening every Sunday. We have Zoom calls that are happening. And man, if you're finding yourself in that moment today, if you're finding yourself isolated, go on our website, find out that information, get plugged in so you can find community and you aren't doing life alone. You know, that you can find some people who are going to join with you on this journey in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
And you know, some of you who may be watching today, maybe you were invited by somebody. Maybe a friend said, hey, I'd love for you to check this out. Or maybe you just got a link and they shared it with you and said, hey, tune in. This is happening right now. And you're sitting here and you're wondering, man, I don't even know what it is to be in a relationship with Jesus. Man, today I want to invite you to have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Truth is that he died on the cross because he loved you so much. And you've been going through life and you've been trying to figure it out and you've been trying to figure out what's your purpose and what do you do with your life and how are you going to figure it all out and how are you going to be the best person you can possibly be? The Bible says that he came to give life and life more abundantly. Not that this life would be perfect, not that you wouldn't have trials. No, but that in the moment of uncertainty, in the moment of trials, in the moment of a storm, that you would have hope, that you can have an anchor to hold on to. And today I want to invite you into that relationship. The Bible says that he knocks on the door of our hearts and Jesus is knocking. And it's not by coincidence. It's not by happenstance that you're here, that you're watching. No, it is on purpose, for a purpose, that Jesus loves you. He cares about you and he is calling out to you and he is opening up his invitation for salvation, that the guilt, the shame would be forgiven and that you would find hope in Jesus.
Yeah.
Also, those of you who may be watching, maybe you were on this journey. Maybe you were walking with Jesus and somewhere along the way, you fell by the wayside. Bible says that he's married to the backslider, that he cares about you, that he hasn't forgotten about you. He hasn't dismissed you, that there's nothing you can do that can take away his love for you. No, in fact, he is knocking. He is chasing after you. And it is for a purpose that you're watching today. Hey, if that's you, if you find yourself in that situation, if that resonates with you, I invite you to pray this prayer with me today.
Thanks for listening to our podcast today. The mission of Greater Church is to reach and empower all people. We hope that this message met you wherever you find yourself on the journey. If God is using this ministry to impact your life, please head to our website at www.greater.church, where you can read a message from our pastors, partner with us by giving online, and learn more about what is happening in the life of our church. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on all social media platforms at MyGreaterChurch.